3, The Power of Latinas. My name is Vanessa Frino, and I am your co-host. It is such an honor to have here today Paula Garcia Nassif as my co-host for this season. Welcome, Paula.
Hi, Vanessa. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm so excited to be on this podcast with you and very excited to share the amazing voices of Latinas in Boston and our community and their stories too. I want to give everyone just a little bit of a background on me. So I work in healthcare. I'm the Global Partner Program Manager at Wolters Kluwer. And I'm also on the board of directors of Mass Insight Education and Research, a nonprofit here in Boston. I've always been passionate about helping others and finding ways to mentor, to get involved in the community, finding ways to give back. So I've been on that mission for a long time. And when we connected, Vanessa, I was so excited that you had a podcast and that you were doing some amazing things for entrepreneurs and business owners in the state. And I thought, hey, let's work together. And here we are. So thank you so much for inviting me to be your co-host. And I can't wait to share with everyone the stories, the aha moments, and all of the amazing things that have already come together for this podcast.
Yes, I cannot tell you. I remember when you called me and we were brainstorming, right, on how this was going to come in fruition. And I was just like, this is brilliant. So I'm really, really thankful for the inspiration and the motivation, because it takes a lot to do these type of things and ask people to be vulnerable and have these tough type of conversations, right? And that's the whole purpose. We are actually going to showcase to you guys the background scenes of how this podcast came together and talk to you a little bit more about how it came about, its purpose, and its mission. Paula, you want to take it away?
Yes. So season 3, titled The Power of Latinas, is the purpose of this podcast really is to amplify the voices of Latinas and women of color in our community so that our children and our young girls and boys have more role models that actually look like them. We want to celebrate the achievements of, you know, some amazing women, but also talk about the challenges that these women have come across. And these are, we're speaking to women across all different sectors in our economy. And I think most importantly, this podcast is a place where you can, you know, we can be vulnerable and, like you said, ask questions and share and create a safe space so that we can talk candidly about our struggles, how we overcame them, and really how, where we are today. You know, how did we get today? Which is important for, I think, the younger generations to hear. Because it may look like that, you know, attaining a professional career or starting your own business, just it looks easy on LinkedIn, or it looks easy on social media, but it's so hard to be a woman of color navigating corporate America and all the challenges. So this is an exciting opportunity for me. And I think the overall goal really is to create something that will have a lasting impact in the lives of Latinas and women of color in our state, across the country, and hopefully around the world.
Absolutely. I'm totally calling this a movement, right? It's not just about the Latinas in the long run, right? It's about all of these diverse perspectives and roots and cultures that come together for a greater purpose to providing better role models for our children and younger generations to come. So I'm really, really honored and filled with gratitude to be doing this with you to start paving the way with our community itself. I do understand you did so much research, you know, market research to understand, right, case studies and like how this will impact the community and to drive an additional purpose for this season. I'm going to read you guys. Research has found that 70% of people feel like imposters at one time or another, especially people of color. This syndrome is most prevalent in communities of color, starting with our very own children. If they don't see themselves being represented, how can they feel like they belong? Our children need role models that look just like them.
And, you know, that's really the reason I'm seeing so much on social media and so many young girls and boys sort of valuing the exterior or a social media influencer is posting and sort of, you know, living on social media and not sort of living out their wildest dreams and really looking at what's inside of them and pursuing their goals. And it's hard to keep up with social media, I think, even for me, where you're, you know, things that may be not attainable at you if you're in high school or if you're in middle school, and you're seeing all these glamorous things online or in movies or in news. So I think there's so many reasons why we should talk about our struggles, the things that got us to where we are, so that we can sort of put more voices out there that are positive, that are motivating, that are real, and not just what people see, you know, on social media. Because I don't know about you, Vanessa, I don't like to post negative things on social media, but some people do. Yeah. I do think we need to see more positive, more constructive comments, more, you know, posts about young women and young Latinas who are overcoming certain things. So I'm excited, very excited for the podcast. And we're also hoping to distribute the podcast through various different mediums. We really hope to reach young Latinas and women of color in Massachusetts and around the country. We'll share this podcast with local and national organizations. And we're hoping that whoever's listening will help us get awareness of this project, because I think that's the most important thing, to get the message out to young girls who are dreaming and who are out there trying to accomplish their goals, so that they understand that, you know, if they come across a failure, or if they feel like they're not good enough, or if they're accomplishing something and get that imposter feeling like, I don't deserve to be here, or I don't deserve this job, or I don't deserve to have just graduated school. Like, you deserve it, and you matter, and you will accomplish your goals. Your dreams should be big. And very excited to see where this podcast takes us, Vanessa.
Yes, I feel like I want to do like this massive standing ovation for you right now, because I was like, that is just so beautiful in the way to wrap it up for our introduction. So I'm excited. Are you pumped? I'm just so excited.
Me too. I really can't wait to share some of the episodes, because just talking to some of these amazing women that we got to speak to, it like goosebumps on my skin, feeling like so inspired and motivated, and also finding a lot of things in common, you know, with other women of color who have experienced certain things in their careers. And so it's been very therapeutic, but I'm so happy that you have this podcast and that you're creating a platform where these conversations can be had, because there really aren't that many opportunities to do this.
All right. So we are looking forward to having all of you who are tuning in to listen every single Wednesday to a brand new episode. Until further notice, this is going to be a really, really awesome season. Also be sure to check us out on our Instagram, which is at creativehuman.co. We are going to be asking and inviting our guests to do takeovers the week that their episode is launching. So that's going to be really exciting. You're going to be able to see behind the scenes, a little bit more about their life and all that cool jazz stuff. So we will see you soon.
Thank you all. And I hope you can help us get the word out about this podcast. And I hope you get something out of it too.